Hey, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show. And here's something that is very exciting.
Women Talking.
Past Advice Show guest Sarah Polley has won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay for the film, which she also directed, called Women Talking. Yeah.
First of all, I just want to thank the Academy for not being mortally offended by the words women and talking put so close together like that. Cheers. Miriam Taves wrote an essential novel about a radical act of democracy in which people who don't agree on every single issue manage to sit together in a room and carve out a way forward together, free of violence. They do so not just by talking, but also by listening. The last line of our film is delivered by a young woman to a new baby, and she says, "Your story will be different from ours." It's a promise, a commitment, and an anchor, and it's what I would like to say with all of my might to my three incredible kids, Eve, Isla, and Amy, as they make their way through this complicated, beautiful world. Thank you to the best man I've ever known, David Sandomierski, for giving me the optimism to believe we can and will do better.
What a great speech that was. I want to revisit the advice that Sarah gave on this show last year, which I first heard about in one of the other movies she wrote and directed. It's called Take This Waltz. And Sarah Silverman's character says this.
Life has a gap in it. It just does. You don't go crazy trying to fill it like some lunatic.
Life has a gap in it. It just does. You don't go crazy trying to fill it like some lunatic. I think about that all the time. I think this is incredible advice. Does it still resonate with you?
Thank you. Yeah, it does. And I think that every film I've made is like in a very sneaky way that I never like have ever talked about or that never makes itself known is somehow inspired by Buddhist writing I've read or Dharma talks or, and that is, you know, a very essential piece of Buddhist philosophy is, yeah, it's, there is an emptiness and that's with us. And a lot of bad life decisions get made in trying to make us not feel like that. And there is just a gap. And I think that's really hard to accept when we live in a culture of like, you know, reaching our goals. Like, what's your goal and how are you going to get there? And what's your goal? You know, what is your best look like and let best life look like and let's manifest it. And it's like, but ultimately, like, you never really get to that moment where everything's sorted out. And like, I'm really like, this is a recent realization for me, but I remember like in the last few weeks, I was like, oh my God, there's this problem I have to sort out and this problem I have to sort out. And then I'd solve those problems and another problem would come up. And I suddenly just went, this is actually what life is. It's actually a series of problems that you kind of try to muddle through. Like that's what it is. So if every time a problem comes up, you're like, oh crap, like this is now getting in the way of life. Like that's life. That's the whole thing. And the most joyful people I know are the people who kind of like enjoy trying to figure out the problems. And I can be really grumpy about them. And so I'm like, I think I'm going to try to just get a little more excited when a problem comes up about like, how creative can I be about this? Cause I don't think that's going to stop. And yeah, I think we are always going to have this gap. And I think for me, the happiest I've been are the periods of life where like, I sort of feel like when, as soon as you accept that, it's like, as soon as you accept any kind of feeling that's really uncomfortable, it loses its power in some way. Like it doesn't feel like such a terrible threat.
Life has a gap in it. It just does. You don't go crazy trying to fill it like some lunatic.
If I could talk to Sarah Polley now, post-Oscar win, I'd want to confirm with her that that gap that life inevitably has in it was not filled by that Oscar. Maybe it was. Maybe the gap was filled by the Oscar, but I doubt it. Thank you, Sarah Polley, for inspiring us to live with the knowledge of the gap and to somehow make it okay. This has been the Best Advice Show. If you want to support the production of this show, meaning if you want to give me money to make this show, which I spend a lot of time on, you can give me $5, $10, or $20 a month at Patreon. patreon.com/bestadviceshow. That's patreon.com/bestadviceshow. I also put a link to it in our show notes. Thank you so much.